Morning Watch. Crucial Aspects of Matthew 5-7. Week 8. Seeking First the Kingdom of God and His Righteousness. Wednesday. Related Verses. Matthew 6:32-34. For all these things the Gentiles are anxiously seeking, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own evil. Luke 12:22-25. And He said to His disciples, Therefore I say to you, do not be anxious for your life, what you should eat, nor for your body what you should put on. For the life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, yet God nourishes them. How much more valuable are you than the birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a cubit to his stature? Ephesians 1:3-4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish before him in love. Related reading. To live on this earth for God, you must finish your education. But as you are studying and completing your education, you must be different from the worldly people. The worldly ones study for the sake of their anxiety. You should not study for anxiety, but to fulfill your duty. If you do not see this point, this portion in Matthew 6:19-34 will simply be a legal matter to you. After a number of years, many of our young people have college degrees. I believe that under the Lord's sovereign blessing, many riches will come in. At that time, you will need to remember that you have gone to school not for anxiety, but to do your duty. Your duty is to give, to store up treasures in heaven. Learn to give and store up treasures in heaven. Transfer your treasures from the earth to the heavens. In this way, you will not be a millionaire on earth, but a millionaire in the heavens. Be a good giver according to the life and nature of your heavenly Father. This is the meaning of this portion of the word. As we are fulfilling our duty, we should not do anything for the sake of our anxiety, because we have a divine life that knows no anxiety. And we have an almighty and all-inclusive heavenly Father who takes care of us in every way. Today's world is filled with anxiety, but the kingdom people should not be anxious about anything. We are not able to add one cubit to our stature by our anxiety. Concerning morality, we have the life and nature of our Father within us to enable us to fulfill the highest moral requirements. Concerning our living, we have the Heavenly Father Himself to take care of us. Although we must fulfill our duty, we should have no anxiety, like the children of Israel who had enough to live on and who gave certain portions away for various purposes. We also should have a harvest and be willing to give a certain amount away for various purposes. Eventually, all we give will be laid up in the heavenly bank, and all our riches will be there. This also is related to our daily growth in life. Both sloppiness and anxiety will delay your growth in life. No one who is idle, who does not fulfill his duty, will ever grow in life. Everyone who grows in life is diligent and industrious. Of course, the diligence and industriousness will yield a reward, and some material riches will come to you. All these riches must be used not for your anxiety, but for your giving. Anxiety must go. Any surplus that you have should not be used for the sake of your anxiety. Use it to build up savings in the heavenly bank. I assure you that if you do this, you will grow in life. The only kind of person who grows in life is one who is diligent, yet does not use his surplus for his anxiety. You need to study diligently, make good grades, and acquire the highest degree. We labor and fulfill our duty, but we have no anxiety. This is the proper way to grow in the Father's life. The kingdom people have the divine life of their heavenly Father as their strength to keep the new law of the kingdom. They also have their heavenly Father as the one who cares for their material need, so that they do not need to be anxious about it. Their heavenly Father is the source of their strength and supply. Hence, they need not be weak or wanting in anything. The kingdom people should never live in tomorrow, but always in today. The word evil in verse 34 denotes trouble and affliction. This indicates that the king of the kingdom has made it clear to the kingdom people that their days on earth for the kingdom will be days of trouble and affliction, not of ease and comfort.